Hey, goodness, this video is a little outdated, isn't it? Well, no matter. I think the fundamentals of proper comedic timing are still as relevant today as they were back then. So with that in mind, I believe the only way forward is for us to return to the two doors and walk through all of this again, so I can try telling my story with more appropriate comedic delivery. Come along, let's head back. I can feel it. This time, I'm really going to nail the delivery. You'll be in stitches. A talking bucket, you'll say? How ridiculous. How absurd. What a hilarious concept. The king of comedy. That's what you'll call me. Thank goodness we had the instructional video. Otherwise, who knows where we'd be right now? Well, I wouldn't be the king of comedy, that's for sure.
The bucket spoke to Stanley.
The bucket spoke.
The bucket spoke.
Oh, I'll figure it out on the fly. No need to overthink things. Here we go. You ready?
When Stanley and the bucket came to a set of two open doors, they entered the door on the left.
No. You were supposed to go through the door on the right, leading back to the phone. Did you not even look at the instructional video? I think this is all covered very clearly. There's no way I can make the comedic timing work now. It's done. The joke is completely done and over. It's all your fault, Stanley.
I'm going to be ridiculed in the community of other joke writers. I'm going to be shamed at every one of our meetings from now on, all because you couldn't watch a simple video and take a hint. Are you proud of yourself for bringing me down, Stanley? Are you proud of...
We're back at the phone already?
No. What's going on? There were supposed to be several rooms leading up to this.
There was supposed to be a build-up to this point, a dramatic display of remarkable comedic wit which culminates in this scene with the phone.
But now the timing's completely off. The joke will never land. Well, not the way it was meant to.
And it's all my fault. I must have forgotten that the phone room comes immediately after the two doors room.
What an egregious mistake. I've made a fool of myself.
I don't deserve the title of King of Comedy. I'm nothing. I'm not even the lowliest joke-telling whelp.
I think I need to go back and rewatch that instructional video again. Yes, surely that will help me improve my...
Stanley, you love the bucket so much it's like you... It's as though all of your other most prized possessions pale in comparison. Yes. Well, let me try that again, Stanley. I heard that you are pale with shame over how unabashedly in love with a bucket you are. No? Still not? Is it the delivery? Pale with shame? Pale with shame? Pale. What's another word to describe a bucket? Stanley, this bucket is so metal, I think I saw it playing guitar. No. We're getting away from making fun of Stanley's obsession with the bucket, which was the whole point of this. I'm no good at these jokes. I need more instructional videos. That's exactly what it is. That's what will make me the king of comedy again. More instructional videos. Let's see.